Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ken, while much of San Diego is gearing up for Collabapalooza tomorrow, we're going in a different direction tonight on the Rock and Roll Happy Hour.
That's right.
We are going away from beer, and we are moving towards hard kombucha.
Kombucha.
Which makes a great breakfast beverage.
Yeah. Better than that mimosa. You won't get a headache, and you'll have those happy critters in your gut.
I can't stand champagne anyways. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on all 94.9. It's Jeremy. With me, as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. And our guest of honor tonight, we've got Forrest and Greg from Juneshine. How are you gentlemen doing?
Busy.
Good.
Greg, I believe this is the third outfit I've seen you wear in this very studio
here.
He's a man of many hats.
I mean, you've been through a couple of different breweries in San Diego.
Sure.
We've been with you on this entire journey. You've gone from beer to hard kombucha, man.
What's going on? I love new challenges, and I love the product, you know? It tastes amazing. It smells amazing. It looks great. Feel good making it. Feel good drinking it.
Wow. That is quite the endorsement. You have me totally confused because you've been brewing beer and now you're making kombucha. How similar are the two of those?
Some aspects are so similar. It's exactly the same, and some are just completely different. I mean, one of the main differences I've found, you know, fermentation, but beer, most of the time you're working with one microorganism. You're working with yeast. And with kombucha, we're working with a couple different strains of bacteria, some brewer's yeast, some wild yeast, some wine yeast, all kinds of different microorganisms.
It's like chemistry.
Yeah.
The scoby-doby-doo.
I can only imagine, like, on a commercial level making hard kombucha, you just have this gigantic glass jug with this jellyfish-looking thing on the top of it. But I'm pretty sure that's not how it happens.
That's not how it happens.
Okay. I want to talk to you all about that tonight, but I need to drink what is in my hand because all I can smell is strawberry in the studio right now.
Mm-hmm. This is Cyclops Farms strawberry. Our R&D team went out to an organic farm in
Oceanside.
That's correct. Yeah. And picked a boatload of organic strawberries. It's just our base hard kombucha with organic strawberries.
Smell on this, I mean, mm-hmm. The moment you popped open that growler, just wafting through the studio.
I mean, look at the color. It's absolutely gorgeous on this. It's rosy.
Did you think about naming this Strawberry Beret, by the way?
We did. But then we didn't use it.
So. You know, that was a wise choice on your part.
It's so simple. It's 100% organic ingredients. I mean, from the tea and the honey and the sugar that we use.
Wait, hold on.
You said tea and honey.
Right.
I want to talk to you about that in a minute. But
sure.
You know what? You're talking about Prince, Ken. Let's play some Prince right now. And then I want to pour out another one of these. And we're going to talk about what makes this so different than other hard kombuchas I've had, because this is really different. That's next. It's Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9. We are drinking some of the most pretty colored beverages you have ever seen tonight.
Easter eggs.
It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. We're just sitting here waxing poetic about what we're drinking tonight. We are drinking hard kombucha with Juneshine. You'll find them right off. It's El Cajon Boulevard. You're right in front of Pariah, aren't you?
We share the little incubator space with them there. That's our original tasting room. And in May, we started production in Scripps Ranch at the old Ballast Point location.
That's excellent. Right. You guys just took that over.
We did. Yeah.
Congrats on that.
Yeah. Thank you.
We started off the program with your strawberry. This next one, you have some of the most pretty colors ever. And you know what I'm noticing, Ken? It's so clear. Like when people say kombucha, instantly people think the boogers.
There's no boogers. This is booger free.
One of the most common questions we always get is, what do you do with the SCOBY? And because everybody thinks of that big gelatinous substance. The way we manage our microorganisms and our mixed culture, we don't really get a lot of that gelatinous substance, which is actually biofilm. It's kind of secreted by the bacteria to kind of protect itself. We don't really develop that, so we don't really have to deal with it.
That's nice.
But at the same time, we are also producing massive amounts of probiotics.
Does this mean we're going to have to open the windows up in the studios?
No, this is good for your digestion.
Okay, good.
This, yeah.
The problem is it's got to deal with all the bad stuff that's already in my gut.
Yeah.
Battle begin.
So now we hinted on this earlier. Your hard kombucha tastes different than a lot of the other ones I've had.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a subtle difference to it, and I can't put my finger on it.
So our base is green tea and honey, as opposed
That's it. It's not the black tea. It's
as
the
opposed
green tea.
To black tea and sugar,
because it's softer.
Black tea is actually from the same plant as green tea. It's just aged longer, and it actually goes through an oxidation process.
Camellia sinensis.
Hey, I'm a brewer, man. I don't know. That sounds super.
I like flowers.
I mean, it's the same plant. It's just less oxidized, so it's a little bit smoother flavor.
So you make your hard kombucha. It's got all your alcohol. It's got all your stuff in it, and then you add other things to it. We just had the one you did with strawberry. What is in this gorgeous monster?
This is another collaboration we did with a local organic farm, Wallace Farms. It is passion fruit, dragon fruit, and finger limes.
Finger limes?
It's crazy. The finger limes are this crazy little fruit. They when you split them open, it looks like caviar. There's four components to enjoying alcoholic beverage. The first one is appearance. I mean, you want what you're drinking to look appealing, right? You know, the second one is aroma, and the third one is flavor.
This has all of them.
You didn't ask me what the fourth one was.
Yeah, what is
the fourth?
Wait, did you say four?
That's the staggering.
No, intoxication.
Well, speaking of, what is the ABV on this?
6%.
Oh, there you go. It's
what was the one we had before?
6%.
Well, what is the one we're going to have
6%.
Next? 6%. So you're saying they're all
6%? Wow. They are 6%.
Could have just told me that. You didn't have to yell at me.
Yeah. Drink some more kombucha.
I will. Fine. I'm going to have some more of this passion pit. And is this something that we can find in your tasting room all the time?
Yep.
I may have to swing by there on my way home. I need some more of this because my glass is empty. And we're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to make them give me another one. Ken, I've got one burning question as we sit here and drink with the June Shine guys tonight. Their kombucha, their hard kombucha is absolutely second to none. I mean, we just wrapped up the passion pit of the strawberry, but Juneshine, I don't get the name, because to me this sounds very similar to moonshine.
No.
Where did the name come from?
So Jun kombucha is the cousin of kombucha brewed with green tea and honey.
So that's your style.
Yes, and the word Jun has an accent over the U, and it's a Tibetan word. They don't really know where it came from. Somewhere in Southeast Asia, we started brewing in a garage in North Park. We had this idea of Jun. We felt like people couldn't pronounce it, so we're calling it June. And a guy walked by, and it kind of looks like Breaking Bad in the garage, or like a little bit of a meth lab vibe.
And mason jars hanging around there, some guy wearing a chemical mask.
And he's like, are you guys making moonshine? And my buddy looked at me, and we were just Juneshine, just...
That's actually a really cool explanation of the name.
It's a cool explanation.
You want to hear a cooler thing, too?
What's that?
The grand opening was
June 1st,
2018.
In North Park, and then Scripps Ranch opened June 15th.
So June 2019.
So next June, we got to do something real big. I'm sure we will.
I'm down for everything you've poured out tonight. You are impressing the hell out of me. And at some point, you're going to have to tell me why you have those cans upside down, but I'm way too curious on what you just poured out.
We'll get to that. This is raspberry lime. This is just another one of our small batch flavors. The beauty of our base product is that it's very transparent. So anything we add to it really shines through. This one's been super popular in both of our tasting rooms right now. We've got like close to 20 different flavors on tap at both of our tasting rooms. And
this is like raspberry limeade.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
This is ridiculously good.
Yeah, and you know, I know how intense the flavors are and the aromas are, but what's remarkable is how low our sugars are and our calories and our carbohydrates. So,
ooh, do tell.
Yeah, so... in a 12-ounce serving, all of our 6% products are right around 140 to 160 calories, which is remarkably low, especially for a 6% product. And we're around 4 to 7 grams of carbs and 2 to 4 grams of sugar.
Okay, let me sum this up for you.
Yeah.
Don't drink White Claw. Drink June.
Thank you.
If you want something that's delicious, refreshing, easy to drink, comes in a can, low in calories, high in flavor.
Yep.
Drink Juneshine.
Yeah.
I'm in love with this. I totally get why you jumped to doing hard kombucha, because just the flexibility and the flavors, the taste, the product. And I'll tell you what, I'm on my third 12-ounce glass of 6% hard kombucha, and I feel great right now.
Mm-hmm. I feel very, very, very balanced.
So good, I want to dance to this song right here. It's a Rock and Roll Happy Hour on 94.9.
Yeah.
He's sitting here taunting me with this upside down can that he's not telling me about yet. It is the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with me as always, our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Ken Wright. We've got Forrest and Greg from Juneshine. You will find them in North Park right off El Cajon Boulevard.
You've got that great tasting room too up in Mira Mesa or Scripps Ranch, which is where I go because I'm too old to be legally allowed into North Park.
I must say, there's something about the brand that speaks to me because you feel to me kind of like the way Pure Project does. I mean, totally. I saw the organic certification on the can. I know that is really hard to get.
Yes, thank you. In my 15 years of brewing, that was maybe the most challenging thing we've ever had to do. And I didn't do all of the legwork. Our director of brewing operations, Ronnie Rydell, I'll give him props on the air. Thank you, Ronnie, for getting that done. It almost killed him.
That being one of the things, is that kind of like the foundation of kind of your mindset as a, can I call you a brewery?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah, brew kombucha.
Yeah,
brew
kombucha.
It's a brewed product.
So being organic is one of the things that make you who you are. What are the other things that you kind of, as an ethos, believe in?
Yeah, so we're 1% for the planet. Super inspired by Patagonia and Yvonne Trenard. We give every employee a copy of Let My People Go Surfing, which is kind of our HR Bible. It works most of the time, and then when the waves get really good or everyone decides that they're out for the day, it's challenging. So 1% for the planet, we give 1% of all of our revenue pre-expenses to sustainable organizations, both locally and nationally. And that was just part of our core values from the day we started. There's so many products on the shelf. The world doesn't need any more stuff. So if we were going to start something, we wanted to be the most sustainable brewery possible and make an organic product with clean ingredients.
We've already had two kombuchas from you that have been sourced locally with local organic fruit, which is really cool. The only other place I know that does that would be like Pure Project, and then beyond them, Golden Coast Mead.
Yep.
It feels like you guys are all cut from the same cloth and just creating an absolutely killer drink.
Thank you. Yeah.
You know, as a dude who majored in tree hugging, I really appreciate this, guys.
Is that hops I smell?
Oh, yeah.
Did we do a hoppy hard kombucha?
We did, yeah.
I love you so much right
Absolutely.
Now.
Absolutely. And this? We used 100% organic hops, which rest of you brewers course. Out there, I know they're a little more expensive, but just get better at dry hopping.
No, it's fired.
Yeah, I get it. It's more expensive to use organic hops, but it's totally worth it. So, yeah, again, our standard organic kombucha base, we dry hop this with organic Cascade and Simcoe, the greatest hop that has ever been and ever will be, and then added pineapple, orange, and grapefruit rind.
Really? Okay, because yeah. I was going to say, the one thing I cannot pin down is what your base kombucha tastes like, because when you add the raspberry, the lime, the strawberry, the passion fruit, all that stuff, it's completely taking its own form.
Yeah,
it's,
every it's single interacting one of these.
There's nothing here that tastes the same. Even the finish of the hard kombucha doesn't have me going, I can identify that. Like, this is...
And they're all different. It's like looking at a box of Crayola crayons, man. These colors are insane.
And here's something to note. This he poured out of a can,
ooh,
which means you're canning, and I can find this
we
in
are.
Distribution.
That's right.
We have never covered, what is the name of this?
This is a Hopical Citrus.
So, Greg, I have an idea for you. For the next hop series hard kombucha, I want to do an all mosaic one. And I'm not going to tell you
mosaic.
What I want to call it until we get it done.
Okay. Yeah, all right. I'm down.
We're going to take a break when we come back. One more, and you're going to explain to me why that can is upside down. It's the Rock and Roll Happy Hour on Alt 94.9. Ken, we're finally going to understand why the can has been upside down for the entire show.
Wait, I thought it was just me. The can's upside down?
It's the Rock and Roll Happy on Alt 94.9. It's Jeremy with our San Diego indie beer evangelist, Mr. Ken Wright. We've got Forrest and Greg from Juneshine. I know you've seen them floating around North Park, right off El Cajon Boulevard. They got a beautiful tasting room, and they make an amazing product. We just wrapped up the Hopical Citrus. We've had the Raspberry Lime, the Passion Pit, the Strawberry, and you did the weirdest thing, and I'll never forget this, is Greg, you took a can out of the box that you had, and you turned it upside down, and it's been sitting that way, upside down, for the entire program. It's driving me crazy. And then when Forrest opened it up, not only was it upside down, he kind of shook the can.
Yeah, I'll tell you what drives me crazy is making this beverage.
This particular one right
here.
Yeah, oh,
wait, this is...
It actually has... The can label is upside down.
That's right.
Midnight Painkiller. That would explain the dark coloring of this. Okay, so
this
takes your base, which I guess we've assumed at this point, the base is all the same. You add different ingredients to it. Ken had a good question, though.
We keep talking about the base in all of this. What does the base product, the fermented green tea and honey, what does it taste like? What does it look like?
So let me run you through the process really quick. I'll just kind of give you an idea of how it goes. We brew green tea with honey. We make essentially a sweet tea base. We send it to primary fermentation, where it meets our mixed culture, otherwise known as our SCOBY. That's where the souring process happens. We reach the target pH and acidity. We then add organic cane sugar and brewer's yeast, and we undergo secondary fermentation, which boosts the alcohol to 6%. Gotcha. So at the end of that process, essentially you have a 6% fermented sweet tea.
Yes. Can I get that in a can?
Our original base, like, it's a little bit tart. It's fruity. We get a lot of, like, pear aroma, and it's very dry. We also get a little bit of bitterness in that base product, which is why we add the organic juices and spices. It just, a little tiny bit of sweetness just balances out the acidity and the bitterness.
Ken, I got nothing about what he said. I just tried this midnight painkiller.
I gotta say, the color on everything else looks like an Easter egg.
Yeah.
This
is Satan's Easter egg.
Oh, this is the bad boy of
this
booch.
Yeah, this is...
Get out of here.
So
what makes this such a pain in the ass to brew?
Well, this is based on the traditional painkiller cocktail, which is pineapple, orange, coconut, and nutmeg. A lot of the aroma that you're getting is from the nutmeg. Mm. That really comes through. What makes this the big pain in the ass to brew is that we use activated charcoal right in the finish. Activated charcoal has numerous health benefits, but it's a pain in the ass to work with. It settles out. So when we first brewed this...
Ah, that's why the can was upside down.
Right. Yeah.
You get all the stuff off the bottom.
When we first brewed this, we started, you know, the first time we filled kegs, it was like, yeah, the first like three kegs were pitch black. The rest of them were yellow. It was like, okay, obviously the activated charcoal is heavy and it settles out. So what we do is we actually recirc the tank. We pull from the bottom, we pump into the top, we keep it homogenized as we package. In the can, it settles out. The charcoal falls all the way to the bottom. So
you've literally built in one of the most brilliant marketing ways to get people to mix it up for you, though.
Yeah.
Because June shine on the can straight up is right, but everything else is upside down. So literally, you have to turn the can back and forth to see what the can says.
Yeah. We were confronted with a problem. The problem was that people were opening these cans and pouring it out, and it was yellow. And then by the time they got to the bottom, they were pulling out
sludge.
Straight sludge. And instead of saying like, oh, we're not going to do this because we believe in this flavor. It smells great. It tastes great.
Charcoal specifically is supposed to detox your liver. So you're detoxing as you're intoxing.
Detoxing and retoxing.
Greg, look, give me another can.
Yeah.
No, Ken. No, stop it. You don't
need
that much.
I need this, Jeremy.
Tuck that in your pocket for your Uber ride home. Thank
I'll
you
tell you
much.
What, it's a very good end of the night drink and a very good first thing in the morning drink.
I'm going to take you up on that.
Well, I brought you plenty.
Oh,
so.
Thank you.
Yay! Now,
if we want to keep up with what's going on with Juneshine, where do we find you guys?
Instagram at Juneshine Co. Website, juneshine.co.
I know your website is beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
Needs a little more Weed Sullivan, but we'll talk about that later. We're going to wrap things up with this. Since we're drinking something very dark, we need something dark. It's
so
the Rock
dark.
And Roll Happy Hour on Alt-94.9. This moment where you and I get to just sit down, the two of us, the Juneshine folks have left, and it's just you and me sitting in the studio. And
the kids are in bed. We've got the whole place to ourselves, Jeremy.
This is normally when we have a chance to wind down and kind of to take in how the week has gone. And I've got one thing I want to share with you because, well, Collabapalooza is happening tomorrow.
Because Collabapalooza, baby. Because...
Now,
Collabapalooza.
Well, yeah, one of the things I think makes Collabapalooza so cool outside of any other beer fest, and this is in no way a paid endorsement for Collabapalooza, I just really have faith in this beer festival because this, to me, is what beer festivals should be. Because it's not just about trying beer. Yes, that's a huge portion of it. It's about trying things that are completely new, that are completely out of the box, that are beers that have never existed before and probably will never exist after this beer festival.
Dude, okay, I'm going to pause here. Sorry. Brigadoon.
What?
Ever hear about Brigadoon? It's a mythical Scottish village. It's there for a moment, and then it's gone. And that's what Collabapalooza is. Mm. There's going to be over 100 beers that are like one-offs, special releases, collaborations. Over 40 breweries are going to be there. It's going to be amazing.
I think that's what one of the things that makes it the specialist is because, to me, this kind of gets back to the roots of craft brewing in San Diego. It brings brewers together to do things together and not worry about competition, not worry about shelf space, not worry about sticking it to the man, just worry about making really good beer.
Yeah, and the other great thing about it is, too, you know, a lot of beer geeks will go to these festivals and they've got their checklist. Check, 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 check. These are beers that ain't going to come back. Your
checklist
is irrelevant. Just drink these amazing beers and revel in the moment and the glory that is the San Diego brewing community.
Speaking of, I want you to drink the beer that
I think I will.
I just set in front of you. This is one of the beers that we'll be pouring at Collabapalooza. It's called Blink of an IPA. This is Carl Strauss and Alesmith.
I've heard of those guys, Jeremy.
Yeah, Carl Strauss rolled this over here this afternoon for us to try on the show. And I figured, you know what, this is just going to make a great after the happy hour bonus beer. And oh, Ken, good God.
Dude, I didn't think I was still thirsty after all that June shine. You know, those happy microbes are in my gut going to town. They're thirsty too, so I'm going to drink on their behalf. This is delicious.
I think what makes this beer special is the fact that, I mean, you have two monsters putting it together, but it's also got a special kind of yeast in it. It rhymes with bike. It's like Kvike or something like that. Kvik? Whatever. It's
Michael Vick?
It just makes it really dry.
Yeah, you know, because it's... Am I wrong, or is this super, super hazy?
It is super hazy, but it's not a juicy hazy.
It's got a great sort of juicy, rindy aroma, like fresh-squeezed juice, but it's, like I say, it's like Brigadoon, man. It evaporates by the next day. Brigadoon! It's just like Brigadoon, man!
This is a, kind of a cool kind of confluence of West Coast and hazy IPA together, because you get the haziness, but you don't get the normal thick, juicy mouthfeel. It's real clean, dry.
This is San Diego.
It's got a very pronounced bitterness to it. If this is the kind of beers that they're cranking out at Collabapalooza, this is why you need to go.
Just the tip of the juicy iceberg, baby. Juicy iceberg. That was my nickname in prison.
Are you going to go tomorrow?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Can I just spend the night in the studio so I don't have to travel as far?
I don't care. I mean,
there's a cod over there. And by the way, nice use of the word confluence.
Hey, you know what?
Well done, sir.
If it wasn't used in a video game, I'd have no idea what it was about. All right, let's put a bow on this, and you take lots of pictures at Collabapalooza.
I will.
I'm not going to be able to go. You'll have to tell me about it when we talk next
From
week.
From what I can remember, I'll tell you about it.
That's why I want you to take pictures.
Yeah, there you go. I'll have other people take pictures for me. They're not going to be pretty.
Good luck.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.